From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Four American journalists charged in Bahrain have been released and are due to fly out of the country, according to their lawyer Tuesday. The journalists were arrested on Sunday and had been charged earlier in the day with illegally assembly with the intent to commit a crime. Police said the woman and three men entered the country last week and performed journalistic activities without permission from authorities, in addition to carrying out illegal acts. The journalists went to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of the island's pro-democracy protests that were crushed by authorities 5 years ago. They were arrested Sunday in the Shiite town of Sitra during clashes between protesters and security forces. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations have reached an agreement to freeze output to tackle the global surplus. The oil ministers of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed to the pact Tuesday during a closed-door meeting in the Qatar capital of Doha. The quartet will freeze output at January levels. This is the Saudi Arabian oil minister, Ali Al-Naimi.
It is a beginning of a process which we will assess in the next few months and decide whether we need other steps to stabilize and improve the market.
Meanwhile, oil prices dropped under $34 a barrel Tuesday after the output freeze was announced. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is being questioned in connection with a financial scandal involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday. Sarkozy is denying any knowledge of an accounting scheme that had unauthorized spending. VOA News. Air attacks in northern Syria that damaged or destroyed schools and hospital and left at least 50 dead has drawn international condemnation. Susan Rice, the U.S. National Security Advisor, denounced the strikes that some believe were carried out by government or Russian forces.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the attacks a blatant violation of international law. The international condemnation comes as UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is in Syria, where he is due to hold talks Tuesday with officials on implementing a ceasefire this week. He arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital of Damascus for the unannounced visit. President Obama, hosting leaders of the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, said he wants to boost security and economic cooperation. He spoke at the start of a two-day meeting in California.
Together, we can continue to increase the trade and economic partnerships that create jobs and opportunity for our people. Since I took office, we've boosted trade between the United States and ASEAN by 55%. The region is now our fourth largest goods trading partner, including U.S. exports that support more than 500,000 American jobs. U.S. companies have been the largest source of foreign investment in ASEAN. One of the many reasons that the region's GDP has surged in recent years, lifting people from poverty into the middle class.
Apart from trade and commerce and implementation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact, the leaders are discussing violent extremism and the creation of a common set of principles to guide nations on a range of issues, including maritime disputes in the South China Sea. You can read more on President Obama's comments at the ASEAN summit meeting at voanews.com. Candidates in Uganda are holding final rallies Tuesday ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections. Voters are to decide on Thursday whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term or elect an opposition candidate and have a new leader for the first time since 1986. Museveni took power in a coup and won landslide elections in 2006 and 2011 that observers say were marred by irregularities and intimidation of opposition parties. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.